conservative talk show host, Glenn Beck, told fans that for the past few years, he's been suffering from a mysterious neurological illness.
The real reason we have made these changes, the real reason that you are seeing changes in me, is my health. I was told by doctors just this last spring when we moved off the stage that I could no longer work as the way I had been working because it was literally killing me. About 5 years ago, right around the time we met in Washington, D.C. for 828, I had begun to have a string of health issues that, quite honestly, has made me look crazy. And quite honestly, I have felt crazy because of them. My vocal cord paralysis, my strange eyesight problems, and at first what we believed was just a simply very painful form of neuropathy. While I was at Fox, the pain would get so bad that my camera crew, God bless them, my executive producer Tiffany and our director Sarah, worked out hand signals so they would know when to take the camera off of me. We didn't know at the time what was causing me to feel as though out of nowhere my hands or feet or arms and legs would feel like someone had just crushed them or set them on fire or pushed broken glass into my feet. I can't tell you how many nights my wife would sit in the light looking at the bottom of my feet to make sure that there really wasn't any glass in them.
Beck went on to say that he didn't want to reveal his health problems until now for a wide range of reasons, but chose to do so at this time because, at least right now, he's been able to stall the disease's progression. I watched about 45 minutes of the hour-long program. You saw about a minute and a half of it there. Jamie, you said you watched the whole thing. Beck himself said that that over the course of the last few years, he said some things that may have made him appear to be crazy. This still seemed like very much of a stream of consciousness discussion that went on for a very long time.
And very intimate details of his life. I mean, I think that little spot that was just played as an example of that, you know, some of the times that he's had at his home with his wife. But yes, it was kind of, it didn't seem super scripted. Of course, it had to have been because there were some video clips that were coming up as part of it, but seemed pretty candid in terms of recapping the last 5 years, but a little all over the place, I guess, stream of consciousness.
I found it to be disturbingly intimate. You know, welcome to the world of what many Americans are dealing with every single day, whether they have MS or whether they have some sort of muscular dystrophy. I mean,
ALS being probably
the most notorious of them. I think, you know, and it turns out that he has had some adrenal issues, and it turns out that he believes that his faith saved him, and I think that's all fine, and good, and it's an interesting and compelling story, especially for those people who love Glenn Beck. He has the microphone to be able to share that story, and so be that. But I also felt very much, as a person who was on camera for 20 years, and people think that they know you, and to be really honest with you, when you have a stage every day, your skew on reality gets a little bit askew. That is to say, you forget that the things that are happening to you happen to a lot of people. And that my takeaway from this was, Glenn Beck, you're experiencing what a lot of people are experiencing. And, you know, I to take nothing away from that, but it felt a little bit like that was some sort of awakening for him. Like, I can get ill too. And by the way, here's a guy who slept 2 to 4 hours a day for years and years and years. And a lot of people who have that problem get very ill.
Sleep deprivation becoming a definite symptom.
Contributor.
And contributor
right.
to that. One of the things, though, that I took away from this more than anything, and this is as somebody who has worked as a producer, somebody who now both produces and hosts this show, he had said something about how he and his producers and his director at Fox had managed to work out hand signals, that they were communicating on such a level that this never had to become public while he was working there. And to me, this took this and elevated it beyond just the idea of Glenn Beck, but looking at the relationships that develop and how tight those bonds become between an anchor and their producer, and how one really does come in time to protect the other.
And frankly, I'm shocked that it didn't come out before now. Even if he wasn't telling many people, if you tell a few people something, especially in this type of industry, especially when you're talking about a personality who can be as polarizing as Glenn Beck, I'm pretty shocked it didn't come out. And he talked a lot about his wife even helping to kind of run a distraction while he would try and get out of the car, those types of things. So I was pretty stunned after hearing that they were, very loyal to him, it seems.
I will say, after leaving Fox, though, you know, his circle has become considerably smaller and considerably mm-hmm. tighter with running The Blaze and some of the other things that he does. And so in some respects, when it does get smaller, it gets more intimate. You close ranks and you really, really try to build on or support one another. And you do. You finish sentences. It's like a marriage. And you know, talk with any anchors who have anchored together for 20 years and they'll tell you, for good and for bad, it is like that.
And sometimes mm-hmm. it doesn't even take 20 years. Travis right. McMillan and I have been working on this show for just about a year and a half, and we have hand signals. If we're mm-hmm. starting to run low on time, I'll have a signal that you may not see if you're watching the video version right. of this, either online or on TV, but there are signs that Travis and I have that tell him, hey, we're skipping our next story or right. something along those lines.
Or having your magic. TV husband and your TV wife. Like, I had a photographer, mm-hmm. we joked that we were TV husband mm-hmm. and wife. So that definitely does happen.